Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Hello and welcome to Lost in Science for another week. My name is Claire and this week on the show, it is a very special show. It's a very special time of year as it is our special episode of Lost in Science for International Women's Day. And I have with me here Lyndon. Hello, happy International Women's Day.
Hello, Claire. Happy International Women's Day to you. Kick the boys out of the studio. Just you and me, girl. Let's do it. Let's get lost in science together.
Let's get lost in science together with the help of a bunch of women propelling us up on their shoulders. Let's talk what International Women's Day means for people like us who love science, are involved in science, love educating people about science. Lyndon, do you know what the UN Australia theme for International Women's Day is this year?
Okay, so I know that there are a few, right? If you search on your favorite browser International Women's Day theme 2026, mm-hmm. you'll get hit with a few.
Yeah.
The corporate propaganda style one that might come up at the top
yeah.
is Give to Gain, but I don't love that. Not doing that one.
No, it's not sciencey enough for me.
No, it's not. The UN Women International theme.
Okay.
I think
this is going to be good. Okay.
It's rights, justice, action for all women and girls, yes, we can get behind that. We want rights and justice and action.
But could we make it more sciencey?
I reckon we could. Tell me then, Claire, what's the theme for International Women's Day 2026? The first thing women need to navigate on their special day is to figure out what theme they're going to align themselves to.
UN Australia has officially themed it Balance the Scales.
Balance the Scales.
There we go. And
I like that.
For a couple of STEM-loving gals like us, Balance the Scales, it really just sets our world aflurry.
Look, and it's a promise, I think, from the UN Women Australia website. It says it's a promise that every woman and girl, regardless of background or identity, should be safe, heard and free to shape their own lives. Gender-based violence remains widespread and structural barriers block too many from seeking or receiving justice. These barriers are not inevitable. They are built and they can be dismantled.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that because when you dismantle the barriers, I mean, you know, just to take it into the science context, but once you dismantle those barriers, you've got the best minds, the brightest minds working on solutions. Bringing together a whole new generation of STEMinists.
STEMinists, yes. Maybe that can be the theme for 2027. Bring on the STEMinists.
Maybe we need to just make our own theme, don't we?
Oh, that's a good idea. Next year, Lost in Science International Women's Day theme. Put that on the top of the search engine results. Another one to confuse us all.
We'll get there.
Definitely. And so, yeah, we thought today in the show we would just discuss a few aspects of that. We've got some insights from women working across different STEM fields. We put the call out. We put the bat signal out. We put the STEMinist signal up into the sky and asked a bunch of people we know to share their thoughts about what International Women's Day means to them and this theme of balancing the scale. Shall we get on with it?
Let's do it.
Science, science, science is golden. Science, science, science is golden. Science.
Welcome back. You're listening to Lost in Science, our special International Women's Day episode. My name's Lyndon and I'm here with Claire. And Claire, let's talk about some stats. I think it's always worthwhile to start with the statistics, start with the data. These statistics come from a digital publication that came out in 2024 from the federal government called the STEM Equity Monitor, where there are a lot of data sets that were collected about from teachers, primary school students, high school students, and university students as well. Claire, I know you've got a specific interest in early learning and sort of primary school education about STEM. What do the stats tell us about engagement of women and girls and how teachers introduce that kind of information to young students?
When I took a look at the STEM Equity Monitor, and it is amazing the sort of information you can get out of this this website. It's fantastic. I would recommend you go onto it. But really, I was interested in seeing how we're tracking for girls, sort of like uptake of STEM subjects in year 12. And although we can see sort of like, you know, as an indicator of maybe them going on to study within a tertiary setting, and although we can see a balanced scale across some areas of STEM, they do continue to only make up about one quarter of enrolments, year 12 enrolments in technology and physics and engineering subjects. As you said, there's the STEM Equity Monitor, so that's the national data resource, and it's pretty powerful stuff. And when you get down to it, you can really look at some of the factors that might influence what's going on in the classroom. Yeah, so one of the sort of influences that we understand might go on to helping girls choose science in upper high school is having a role model within the classroom that is confident in teaching STEM. And this can be a role model in high school years. It could also be in primary school years. So I wanted to take a look at what confidence teachers had at that primary school level in teaching science, technology, engineering, and maths areas. So you can actually split the data up and look across the board at male and female teachers and their confidence in teaching across STEM skills. And it shows female teachers rate lower in confidence across all STEM areas, but especially in confidence to teach engineering skills. Mm-hmm. So this was really pronounced. So it was 60% of male teachers were confident to teach these skills, but only 29% of female teachers were confident. If you compare that statistic compared to another statistic that's side by side with it, which is how important these same teachers think these skills are for future careers, you don't see any gender difference for primary school teachers. They all agree, the majority of them agree that these skills are incredibly important for future careers, but what's lacking is this confidence to be able to go on to teach them in their classrooms. And as we know, the majority of primary school teachers are women. So I do wonder on, you know, this International Women's Day, as we're trying to balance the scales, how do we, as a society, how do we empower women, female teachers? How do we develop confidence for those teachers to bring STEM skills into their classroom, especially something like engineering skills, which might seem pretty distant to what they're doing in the class? And do it in a way that is, you know, first of all, genuine, collaborative, helpful for the teachers, and not just like an extra burden on the 100 million things that already overworked teachers have to do. So, I just want to have a think about or raise a question, like how can we assist there so that these teachers can become, can feel empowered to be confident to teach these STEM skills, and then the kids learning and seeing these role models can feel like they have a place in an area like engineering.
Yeah, it's certainly an issue. As we'll hear from a little bit later, one of the people who responded to our questions this week is Felicity Fury, who is an engineer by training, and she's started quite a few organisations and charities that do that exact thing, try to get maths and engineering skills into schools to provide resources that are easy to pick up, provide mm-hmm. training that is inclusive and welcoming, so female teachers can feel that they have that confidence. It's so interesting hearing those statistics, Claire, about teacher confidence, because the statistic that stuck out for me looking at this Equity Monitor about students, right, around high school, primary school students, was some of the reasons why students would not study STEM-related fields. And, you know, the statistics kind of vary between question, but for a reason for not studying STEM, the two statements of I don't think I'm smart enough and these subjects are too hard for me. 42% of girls don't think they're smart enough for STEM subjects compared to 31% of boys. And 52% of girls think the subjects are too hard for them versus 40% of boys. I mean, that's sad for multiple reasons. I'm thinking about the 31 and the 40% of boys as well, but to see like such a big difference between the two, that breaks my heart a bit to hear that narrative. And I wonder whether that's come from earlier on where they see the lack of confidence in role models earlier on in their lives and in their training or their schooling, that's internalized those statements.
Yeah, and I know there's Felicity Furey's work, and then you've got CSIRO who do the STEM professionals in schools. So actually bringing, role models who are currently working in the sciences into schools to actually be that mentor, be that person. But I think that there is a piece missing there that's like, well, do we have to spend more time working with the families? Do we have to spend more time working with the teachers? Like, there's obviously a gap there between boys and girls, but how do we solve that?
Yeah, how do we balance those scales?
How do we best help?
I mean, like most wicked problems, right? It's lots of those little things. I wish there was one switch you could flick that would make everything balance, but maybe it's incrementally all of those different things. I remember hearing about a program that was about making parents more confident in STEM. It was a program that mums could do after they dropped the kids off at school. They could go and explore a particular STEM field, like professional development, but for parents to bring some of that science confidence and curiosity back home with them. And, you know, those projects on top of other programs and initiatives that are happening everywhere, you know, on TV, you can watch a lot of science things in books, there are lots of more and more amazing role models about female engineers. And so I think it's happening step by step. But, you know, if we go from primary school, secondary school into the tertiary sector, the statistics are still that there are far more men than women taking STEM-related degrees. So it's been stable at about 37% women across all STEM-related fields for the last few years, since at least 2020, I think. Interestingly, if you break that down into different disciplines, women, well, this was back in 2023, across all of the universities in Australia, women make up more than half of the student enrolments and completions in fields like agriculture, environmental science, and those kinds of related fields, and natural and physical sciences, which is, you know, so that's good news. But
that's huge. Yeah.
Coming back to the engineering thing, women are really underrepresented in that space. 20% of engineering and related technology enrolments are women, and 22% of IT enrolments, which when you think about the incredible rise of AI and the concerns around how biased that is and the concerns around how many voices are missing in this technology that we use all the time, having that creativity and that diversity of thought. I'm not saying that men aren't capable of being creative, but I'm saying to make real world solutions and to make technology and to make an environment and a world that's comfortable for everyone, you need everybody's input,
you
right?
You do. You absolutely do.
This is one small step for woman, one giant leap for womankind.
Welcome back. You're listening to Lost in Science, our International Women's Day special. And Claire and I just spoke before the break about the barriers and the discrepancies that still exist, the imbalances that still exist for women and girls in STEM in the education space from primary up through to tertiary education, the the stories that I think a lot of women still tell themselves about not being confident enough or not being good enough. So we thought that it would be useful to hear from some incredible women in STEM. Claire, if I could just, can I play you a clip?
Yes, please.
All right, we've been talking a lot about engineering, so let's start.
Yeah.
Felicity Furie is an engineer. She's a motivational speaker. She's a leadership coach. She runs her own company and she has done so much for trying to balance these scales and increase the representation of women in engineering in particular. So let's have a listen to what she has to say about International Women's Day.
International Women's Day is super important for me as an engineer, particularly as a civil engineer, because we create and build so much of our world and so much of our environment. And right now, we don't have the current population designing and creating our world. We've got about 13% of engineers who are women. So imagine for a moment if that number changed. Imagine if we had 50% of our world or 50% of our designers as women. Would our world look differently? Would we have different things? What would it be like? So for me, it's super important to celebrate International Women's Day, to celebrate the incredible achievements of women around the world, and also remind ourselves of what could be possible in our world if we had equal representation in it.
Imagine that, huh?
Wow, I love that. Thank you so much to Felicity Furie for inviting us to imagine what the world could be like beyond the scale balance. I love that because it's like it's not just here are the issues, sit amongst that. It's imagine for a moment we had that and what the world could be like, how different it could be when you've got so many different points of view. And it's true on so many levels. Obviously, she's coming from it from an engineering point of view, but you could say that about any area of STEM.
Absolutely. And to support that, one of the other colleagues that we heard from was an urban ecologist based over in WA. And she says that it's really important to have more women in STEM because women think beyond traditional boundaries and they bring others up. We bring others up with us and we think of community and ecosystem and planetary-wide social consequences and solutions. You know, that creativity and that far-reaching way of thinking, or just a different way of thinking to the way that the world has been run over a long period of time, I think is something that's worth celebrating. This urban ecologist, if she could do one thing to balance the scales, she would champion better recognition of the value of diversity in workplaces, championing what Felicity was saying as well, but not just gender diversity, but also appreciating women in the workforce who might not be able to contribute as much as others, but still have a lot to give. So, women who might be chronically ill or neurodiverse or disabled. I think this goes for all sections of society. If we have people from a broad range of lived experiences and a broad range of backgrounds, that can just lead to the richest solutions.
Yeah, the richer solutions and a rich understanding of the human experience, it's not like this narrow little tiny little sort of like wedge of human experience. It's actually the whole gamut because, we're all here together. It's pretty simple.
Absolutely. On that, I would love to actually, you know what? Can I share one other thing with you, Claire? You
Oh,
know, we're
please.
talking very positive, but one of the responses that I got when I put out the call about, you know, what does International Women's Day mean to you? I did get a comment back from a senior academic. She's probably mid career, maybe later career. She's a fairly eminent expert in her field, but she still wanted to remain anonymous for this quote that she gave me. She says, "What does International Women's Day mean for me? Well, I work in a field that has traditionally been very male dominated. And as a woman who didn't come through the Australian system, I arrived in Australia from overseas. It's been even harder to break through. We have no one to advocate for us. In my discipline, women historically were often the scientist's wife or the research assistant. And the white male leader or the professor at the top takes all the credit and gets all the accolades. I even moved schools in my university because the school I started out in had more men named John than they had permanent senior female academics. Let that one sink in for a minute. So International Women's Day is really a chance to highlight amazing women and actually support amazing women and celebrate their success. Academia is still very much a patriarchy for a number of disciplines, with female contributions often not credited or overlooked.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing with us your experience. I'm sure you're not alone. There are a lot of different fields that have been male dominated for a really long time, and a lot of different industries that are still led by men, right? Where the rules are made and changed by men.
Yeah. And I also, I guess, want to, acknowledge that hardship, but also take note of the second part of what they've said, which is just around sort of how important it is to support women, throughout that academic experience, and acknowledge that International Women's Day is one day, and there's, you're normally just like, you know, it can be as sort of shallow as a couple of cupcakes and you know, maybe listening to a speaker or something like that. But really, it needs to, you know, you need to have, like we talked about at the start, systemic change. You really need to have big sort of structural change to institutions to make this happen, and that needs to take place outside of International Women's Day. Let's be honest.
And outside just women as well.
100%. Yep. Exactly.
At the breakfasts there are men as well. And I hope that the dudes are making the cupcakes.
I hope those scales are balanced at the breakfasts.
Exactly. I hope the scales have been used correctly to make the cupcakes. Before we go, I've got one final quote, if we've got time, Claire. I'd really love to share this one final reflection with you from a wonderful colleague, Associate Professor Anita Goh. Now, Anita is a trained neuropsychologist, and she works in the area of aging. She has done a lot of research on dementia and looking after people towards the end of their life. She's also a former vice president of Science Technology Australia. She's been a board member of the Royal Society of Victoria. And here's what she had to say about International Women's Day.
It's essential to have more women in STEM because the issues we're trying to solve, especially in my research field of aging and older people, cannot be addressed without diverse thinking and lived experience. Women ask different questions, see different gaps, and bring insights shaped by years of caregiving, service use, community engagement, and frontline work. In aging and health and aged care systems research, where the workforce is largely female or women, and the population served is also predominantly women, these perspectives are vital. More women in STEM means that research, practice, and policy reflects real people's lives, that innovation addresses gendered and cultural inequities, and that systems are designed with empathy, representation, and impact in mind. When women lead and contribute fully in STEM, the science becomes stronger, and the world we build for people as they age, which is all of us if we are lucky, becomes fairer.
Thank you. Thanks, Anita. Thank you for that excellent piece of understanding from your background and from that research. I think, like, just from a purely pragmatic point of view, it's like, yes, of course, we're all in the society depending on one another, and she's at this forefront of sort of scientific research around end-of-life care, and having those diverse points of view, and as she calls it, empathetic decision making, for those critical moments in each one of our lives, is just like just such a, yeah, just something that I had not really considered, and is so important. So
Yeah.
yeah, I thank Anita for sharing that with us.
We've heard from ecologists and engineers and healthcare professionals, clinicians, and researchers about the importance of women in STEM, about the importance of having a diverse academy, about the importance of having a diverse range of people asking questions and answering questions, thinking about different ways to answer questions. And the scales make it sound like there's only two things that need to be balanced. We're talking about this theme of balancing the scales, but maybe that's not the analogy that we need to really move forward. On International Women's Day, yes, we want to celebrate and champion the contributions of women and how far we have to go in many aspects. But I guess I want to leave by suggesting that there are other components of the scale, right? There's other groups
Yeah.
that also need to be involved in conversations and decision making and question asking and question answering to find the most valuable, creative, impactful solutions, to explore things in a way that may not have been explored before, and to apply curiosity in the world, which is really what this show is about and what science is about.
Linen, there is no better place to finish up our International Women's Day Balancing the Scales 2026 Lost in Science episode. Thank you so much for sharing this with me today. Thank you so much to our contributors for sharing their knowledge and their expertise. Lost in Science is recorded on the lands of the Kulin Nation and the lands of the Ngunnawal people, and broadcast across Australia on the Community Radio Network with the kind support of the Community Broadcasting Foundation. If you have feedback for us, maybe you're a woman in science and you want to come on the show and talk about your science, please get in touch with us. You can drop us a line at lostinsci@gmail.com, or tune in again next week when we reopen the doors for the guys and let them back in when Lyndon, Claire, Stu, and Chris get
Lost
lost in
in
science.
science.